We hear the words of the revelation given to St. John. This is the words of Christ to the church in Sardis. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would strengthen our faith through them. Amen. About the second week of January, I had a hard time finding a parking spot in the YMCA parking lot as I went to work out. And as I came inside, the front lobby was full of a lot of people, and I said to one of the people working at the desk, "Boy, this place is really hopping today." And the guy said to me, "Yeah, just wait till the end of February, it'll clear out." And he was right. Maintenance, maintaining things, is oftentimes challenging for us. To keep up with things and to maintain things. It's true with our bodies. We find that to be true oftentimes with other things, our cars and things in our houses. And so it's often important, necessary, very helpful to have, you might say, checkups that take place. Different reminders or ways to look at the things that are essential about the life of whatever that thing is, whether it's your body, might be your marriage. It might be an institution or a business where you work. And so frequently, individuals and places will go through sort of like a checkup, if you will, to help with the maintenance of keeping up with things and make sure that things are staying healthy. That's really the same concept that is producing the words of our Lord to this church in Sardis. This is part of, at the beginning of the book of Revelation, we have seven letters to seven churches. And Jesus now addresses those congregations as if each one was an individual person. And there's a lot for us to learn inside of each of these letters, but in particular today, let's look at this one from the letter of the church in Sardis. So Sardis would have been a town on the western edge of what's present-day Turkey, not too far from Ephesus, if you have heard of the book of Ephesians, of course. And they represent a congregation that at one point in its life was very healthy. At one point in its existence, really loved the gospel, really cared about the things of Christ. I'm sure they were very excited to hear the wonderful news that we're saved by grace, that Christ has worked out our entire plan of salvation for us, and simply by faith in him, we get to go to heaven. What a wonderful, beautiful truth that was. And through the means of grace, God had organized this congregation around that precious, wonderful truth. And here it is now, probably about 50 years later. So think of that. If a congregation celebrates about its 50th anniversary, and here they were starting to get kind of lethargic. They were starting to lose their real love for the gospel. And so the Holy Spirit writes very specifically to them and says, "Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die." That's quite a statement. There are things about their congregation, and individuals spiritually, I'm sure, that were ready to die. That they were just kind of going through the motions of this Christian faith they had been blessed with. And their love of Christ had now just kind of turned into some sort of lip service. Now, if you go through the entire letter to the church at Sardis, there's no real egregious sin that's going on. There's no horrible sin that they've accepted into their congregation and that they need to now purge that out. But it's just this kind of general losing of the faith, this kind of carelessness, kind of a careless attitude about the means of grace. And that's really what the Holy Spirit is addressing. And of all the letters that are written to these seven churches, this is the one that I often feel is the most written to my heart. Because this is a present danger for all Christians. and I know certainly for myself, to kind of put out before the world this outward appearance of religiosity and of devotion to Christ and this outward appearance of making sure everybody who knows you and sees you in the Christian community that their approval of you as a Christian is more important to you sometimes than actually what God might think. And we can find ourselves going through the motions of saying the right stuff, doing the right stuff, making sure that we keep this image up before other people. And yet in reality, maybe at times our hearts are starting to wane and wander away from Christ and really don't care about him so much and maybe really don't love his gospel that much anymore. They've been having trouble at the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in New York City with the wax statue of Justin Bieber. And the reason is the woman who sculpted it made it look so real that everybody wants their picture taken with it. And people keep jumping over the ropes to go and take their picture with Justin Bieber. And because of that, it's actually starting to fall apart. They had to take the display down, apparently. Don't ask me how I know these things. But isn't it interesting that somebody can appear to be something, can appear to be so lifelike, and yet in reality is lifeless and dead? That's really kind of the warning that God is giving to this church in Sardis and to maybe each one of us individually as well. That we can maybe outwardly appear very lifelike and yet possibly spiritually be dying inside as far as our real faith goes. So Christ here is conducting a checkup with the Holy Spirit. He's conducting a spiritual checkup to have these individuals examine themselves. And these are some of the points, you might say, of this spiritual checkup. First of all, if you're at a point where you really don't care about your sin anymore, it doesn't bother you anymore. Maybe there's something you've embraced in your life and you've gotten so used to doing it now, it's like it's no big deal. That's a danger sign. That's a danger zone for us. Or maybe when our worship life, which might even be very regular, but when our worship life just becomes sort of the outward motion, just going through the actions and saying the right words, and really don't let it penetrate down into our hearts. Or maybe when the Christian just assumes that his or her spiritual life is always fine and has just now grown kind of complacent in that and feels no need to keep growing at all in his or her faith. That's sometimes when things can be the most dangerous. We just start to take it for granted. You know, you think about the parable of the sower and the seed, the four different types of seed, and how the seed went out in four different types of ground, excuse me. And the third one is the one I think that's always the most important for us to learn from, where the plant has grown up good and strong, but slowly the weeds start to grow around it and choke off the life of that plant so slowly that it doesn't even really recognize it. That's the danger so often for me, I know, as a Christian. There was a Norwegian pastor that said this: what could be more terrible than to be called living and yet to be dead? So Christ, like a doctor, just like a doctor helping someone maintain their body in a physical checkup, Christ, like a doctor, is providing a very stern health warning here. Okay, just like a doctor may have to say to somebody, if you don't start changing what you're doing, okay? And he does that out of love, out of concern for the members of his church, for those he's paid for them to come to heaven. Listen to what he says. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. Now, he doesn't do that to terrify them and crush them. He does that to encourage them back to their faith, to encourage them back to taking these things seriously and being focused on them once again. Now, if that kind of a warning touches a nerve in you, if hearing this kind of a message from Christ to this church and to us as well, if it kind of touches a nerve in us so that we start to say, man, is that happening to me? Is that really starting to happen to me? Maybe I've already lost this faith. If that troubles you and bothers you, That's a healthy sign. That's a good sign that faith is still there. It's still alive. This love for Christ and what he's done for you is still there and still alive. Notice what Jesus says. Strengthen the things which remain. Strengthen the things that remain. There's still something there to work with. There's still this faith inside of you, that humble little childlike faith that holds on to Jesus Christ as your Savior and loves him and appreciates him. And so today, through his word, God calls out to each one of us through this letter and sends this down into our hearts and grabs our hearts once again and says, you're my child. I want you to come to heaven. I want you to know your sins are forgiven. I want you to know you have a Savior, and I want you to look forward to that home that I've prepared for you. Amen.